Increasingly, people organizing events are turning to online tools to keep the registration list straight and keep the ticket ordering moving smoothly. Eventbrite.com is one of a number of sites that allow people to manage their registration lists online. And in this edition of the CompuSchmooze podcast, we'll speak with Vanessa Schneider, Senior Public Relations Manager at Eventbrite, about some of the features of this particular website for people organizing events. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Vanessa Schneider is Senior Public Relations Manager at Eventbrite. She generates media coverage of the website and its customers, and she thinks the best way to tell Eventbrite stories is to tell the stories of the people who use it. Before working at Eventbrite, Vanessa lived in New York and worked in the book publishing industry. She managed the publicity campaigns for several New York Times bestsellers, including Stuff My Dad Says by Justin Halpern. It's not really called Stuff My Dad Says. You get the idea. And The Drunkard's Walk by Caltech professor Leonard Mlodinow. She's a graduate of Columbia University, where she studied English and creative writing, and she spoke with us over Skype from her office in California. Vanessa, thanks for joining us on the CompuSchmooze podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So why should people be using Eventbrite? What's the difference between just sending out invitations the old-fashioned way, dropping them in the mail?
Eventbrite's really powerful for a lot of reasons. I think one of the biggest and most obvious is that Eventbrite makes it very easy to collect payments by credit card. So for anyone who's organizing an event where there's a fee associated with attending the event, before, you would have to collect paper checks or collect cash in a cash box at the door. That could be a real pain in the neck. So making it very easy for people to pay in advance by credit card alleviates a lot of the pains of organizing an event where there's a fee associated with attending. But I think another really important part about Eventbrite is the promotion tools that we've built into the platform. So Eventbrite makes it very easy for anyone to create an event page and publish it online. But we also make it very easy for people to share event information across their social networks. So that's Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And one of the things that's really unique about events is that because they are inherently social, when your friends, when the people that are you're connected to on social media recommend an event to you, you're more likely to check it out because chances are your friends share your interests and it's more fun to go to an event when you're going with friends. So we find that the value of that promotion of sharing that event information across your personal networks makes a huge difference for event organizers who are trying to get as many people to their events as possible.
Maybe what we should do is take a little walk back in history and talk a little bit about how you and the founders of Eventbrite got the idea to put it together.
Eventbrite was founded in 2006 by Kevin and Julia Hartz and Renaud Visage. And Kevin serves as our CEO, Julia is our president, and Renaud is our CTO, our chief technology officer. And really, the story goes, I don't know if this is totally true or this has now become Eventbrite lore, but the story goes that they were walking past a telephone pole where they saw a flyer for an event. And they were basically just struck by what an outdated mode of technology that flyer was and how difficult it would be for that organizer to know how impactful that flyer was in promoting the event. And so they really saw this unique opportunity to help event organizers for what we call the long tail. So organizers who aren't the Madison Square Gardens and Lady Gagas of the world, but organizers who are creating events that are smaller, more mid-size events, or events that didn't before have a really sophisticated technological platform available to them. And so a big part of our empowerment offering is offering tools to event organizers who were before using very disparate, clunky solutions to put their events together. So perhaps they were using an email list to send information out. They were using an Excel document to track who had paid and who had not. They were using a cash box to hold the money. They were using a flyer to spread the word about the event. They were using all these things that were unconnected and they were a pain in the neck to use. And so never before had those people had access to a unified platform that would help them put those events together more easily and more successfully.
So what are the features and functions that people will see if they sign up for Eventbrite? You go to eventbrite.com, and what kind of tools are they going to be presented with?
You can use Eventbrite sort of in two primary ways, as an organizer or as an attendee. So if you go to eventbrite.com, one of the first things you'll notice on our homepage is a bunch of events that are happening in your city. So perhaps you just want to check out those events or search through our directory and find something awesome that's happening in your neighborhood so that you have something to do this weekend. It's a long weekend. So perhaps you just want to sort of check out, see what other people are doing in your community. But the other way you can use Eventbrite is to create an event of your own. And so when you hit the create an event button, basically you're going to be put through a flow where you create an event page. And I always say that creating an event page on Eventbrite is as easy or as complicated as you want it to be. So you can get an event page up and published in a couple of minutes. But if you really want to have a beautifully designed or branded event page, we make it very easy for you to go in and personalize the page. So for businesses who are using events as a way to promote their business, it's really valuable to be able to, insert your logo, add video content, add photo content, choose your colors, like all that can be really important for professional events that are organized on our platform. So you'll create the event page. You'll create the ticket types associated with your event. So those are the different types of tickets that people can purchase in order to confirm attending your event. And you'll publish it. And so it'll be up in the Eventbrite directory. And then there are all these built-in sharing tools like I was discussing before. So you can blast that information out across Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. And you can also encourage your friends or the people who are attending to do the same.
Now, for people who are moving around in a mobile environment, which is becoming increasingly the way the people that use these tools, you have a couple of apps for Eventbrite. One of them is for people to keep track of the events that they're going to. And the other one is an entry app that's actually designed for scanning barcodes on the tickets that people bring to events. Talk about both of those.
Sure, yeah. So we have two mobile phone apps. The first that you mentioned is just the Eventbrite app is what it's called. And it's to facilitate paperless ticketing. So when you're an Eventbrite attendee and you purchase a ticket to an event, you log into the app. The app is free, I should mention. You log into the app and it will have loaded up in there all of the tickets that you have purchased to upcoming events. So you can just, within the app, select the ticket for the event that you're attending, and it will show on the screen a nice big barcode. And that's your ticket. That's the thing that's going to get scanned when you get to the door at your event. And so basically, it just means that you never have to bring a piece of paper to a ticketed event ever again. So that's very green, and people love that. The other app is the Entry Manager app. And that's an app for organizers who want to scan tickets, so scan those very barcodes, upon entry. So one of the really cool things about the Entry Manager app is that it syncs across multiple devices. So if you have a really big event and you have three doors to enter and you have two staff members at each door, so you have six iPhones in play, those iPhones are going to talk to one another and all sync back to the same account. So you have up to the minute capacity counts. No one can sort of check in at one door and then sneak in the other door. It's all talking to the same backend, to the same account. And so it's a really valuable tool for organizers who are checking people in quickly. It really cuts down on the wait time, and it's a way to eliminate lines. The third mobile application that I should mention, actually, is Eventbrite's At the Door application, which is for iPad. And we're really excited about this. It actually turns the iPad into a mobile box office. So for organizers who are hosting events in unusual locations, in outdoor locations, very often they don't have any kind of traditional box office infrastructure. They don't have a booth with a window to sit at. In those instances, organizers have to collect ticket sales on site in kind of an awkward, clunky way, right? They're going to ask their cousin to sit on a bar stool with a cash box in his lap, and hopefully, he'll stick it out the whole shift. And that's a pain. And they're also not collecting information about all of those people who walk up to the door and purchase tickets on site. So those organizers can't build relationships with those attendees. But the At the Door app changes that. So it makes it very easy to collect payments on site. We have a card reader that plugs into the iPad so that you can collect credit card payments on site. And it also captures the names and email addresses of your attendees so that if you want to follow up with everyone who attended your event, send them a thank you email, you're not only going to be able to do that for all the people who purchased tickets in advance of your event on Eventbrite, you're also going to be able to follow up with those folks who purchased tickets on site at your event.
What other innovations and advancements do you have planned for the future?
One of the big sort of points of focus for the company right now is actually internationalization and localization. So we are launching localized versions of the platform in new markets every quarter. We have We've already launched in the UK, in Ireland, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Spain, and France. And we have new launches scheduled for the rest of 2012. And so that's a really exciting opportunity for us to serve up really localized experiences for organizers throughout the world. And one thing that's really interesting for us is that in 2011, we had organizers using the platform in over 170 different countries. So what that tells us is that the need is already there. The need is universal. People, even if they don't have a translated product, they're figuring out how to use Eventbrite anyway because it's that much easier than going without it. And so what we really want to focus now is supporting those international organizers with really seamless experiences. So that's a big part of our focus right now.
And I guess one of the most important things that people are going to be interested in is when they are collecting the payments for tickets that people are purchasing for the event, how do you get the money to them?
Organizers can select to either use PayPal, Google Checkout, or our own in-house credit card processing platform.
And that each of those platforms works very rapidly and transfers the money pretty seamlessly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You just create an account. It talks to your bank account. It's very seamless.
Sounds great, Vanessa. And we'll be sure to invite you to our next event we set up on Eventbrite.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining us on the CompuSchmooze podcast.
My pleasure.
Vanessa Hope Schneider is Senior Public Relations Manager for Eventbrite.com. It's EventBrite.com. You can get more information at the website. You can read the CompuSchmooze column in the Jewish Community Voice of Southern New Jersey on the web at jewishvoicesnj.org. If you have comments or suggestions about these programs, please write to me. The email address is steve@compuschmooze.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Lubetkin Global Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on the web at lubetkin.net. For everyone at the Jewish Community Voice of Southern New Jersey, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.